My smile is like I won a contest. Written by Bitter Cape and read by Caver. This is a DC Marvel crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Bucky slash Clint slash Jason and Natasha and Jason. This is part 8 of Snow on the Beach.
Afraid to jinx it, I don't even dare to wish it. But your eyes are flying saucers from another planet. Now I'm all for you like Janet. Can this be a real thing, can it? Are we falling like snow at the beach? We're fucking beautiful.
I don't know, Jason says. He's fiddling with the string on his hoodie and chewing his bottom lip. Clint would like to help him with that, but he recognizes it wouldn't be particularly helpful to start chewing on his boyfriend whenever he's nervous. He glances over at Bucky, who looks like he has similar ideas.
What are you worried about? Bucky asks. Is it Tony?
Because he can be a bit... Tony. Clint snickers, and Bucky shoots him a glare.
He's a good man, though. Even if he's flashy.
Jason laughs a little, in spite of his nervousness.
Flashy doesn't bother me, he says. Have you met my brother?
I have, yeah, Clint grins. He doesn't look half as good in sequins as I do. Clint smirks as Bucky gets that faraway look in his eyes that he always gets when thinking about Clint's booty shorts.
Is it Steve?
Clint asks, and Bucky frowns. He sometimes has problems realizing what Steve looks like to anyone who hasn't known him for literally 100 years. And not just looks in the visual sense. The aura of righteousness he seemingly beams out of every pore can be a lot for anyone who feels a little grubby, morally speaking. Clint would know.
No, Steve's fine, Jason says and pulls his hood up. I've met Steve before. We have a lot in common.
That makes sense to Clint. Even though Jason exudes vengeance more than righteousness, they're close enough. And Jason's childhood was even rougher than Steve's, but similar enough that they would be able to connect. They certainly have the same willingness to throw down with absolutely anyone who picks on someone vulnerable.
It's Black Widow, Jason mutters, and pulls the neck of his hoodie up to his nose.
It's like he's trying to disappear inside it. Given that Jason is nearly as tall as Clint and significantly broader, he doesn't manage to hide on their couch or make himself invisible in his bright red Wonder Woman hoodie.
Nat? Clint asks incredulously. Natalia? Bucky asks contemplatively.
I guess she can be a little scary, Clint says, knowing full well that Nat can kick his ass while braiding her hair.
Yeah, she's scary, but that's not it. She's just so cool, Jason whines. Are you saying Natalia is cooler than me?
Bucky asks in mock outrage.
The only one cooler than Black Widow is Wonder Woman, Jason says, but his shoulders are relaxing minutely.
Don't worry, she'll love you, Clint says confidently. Bucky hums. Jason buries his face in the armrest of the couch. Clint, because he's not an asshole, decides against giving Jason the full Avengers Tower experience on the first go. Steve and Sam in running shorts at 7 a.m., Tony stumbling zombie-like in search of coffee around the same time, occasionally crashing into walls or Steve, Nat doing yoga on the roof, sometimes with Bruce and sometimes with Hulk, optional Thor on maximum volume, and lets him sleep in. Granted, he also prefers to attack the day from a defensible position, like noon. Bucky has been up for a while when Clint stumbles out of the shower and is greeted by the undeniably pretty sight of Jason, sitting up in bed and nervously drinking a cup of tea.
Do they all know I'm here? Jason asks. They'll know if they ask, Bucky hollers from the kitchen. Jarvis will let anyone know who's in the tower at any time, unless he's been asked to not reveal identities, Clint clarifies. Yikes, Jason says, and looks like he wants to hide under the bed.
No one has asked yet today, Agent Barton,
Jarvis says from the ceiling, helpfully. Jason eyes the ceiling with suspicion.
Good morning, Agent Barnes, Mr. Todd.
Come on, Clint says, and pulls out a random t-shirt from the closet. By the way, it's kind of breezy on his lower stomach. It's one of Bucky's. Yeah, if that's what you're wearing, nobody's even gonna notice me, Jason says with a grin that's bordering on saucy. Bucky pokes his head in, looks at Clint, and then at Jason, considering. He makes a non-committal noise and retreats to the kitchen. What's that supposed to mean? Clint shouts after him, which has the fortunate side effect of making Jason laugh, the most carefree he's sounded in days. Fortunately, Steve is the one they meet first. As established, Jason is fine with Steve, and they have a grand time bitching about some corrupt politician or other until Steve has to leave for a briefing. Sam briefly swings by and exchanges a couple of snappy comments with Bucky and a friendly greeting with Jason before dragging Steve off. They're hanging out in the lounge area when the spider kid descends from the ceiling, hanging upside down and looking at Jason, white lenses wide and curious. Jason blinks and reaches out to poke the kid in the forehead. Hey, Peter says. Oh, I'm not hallucinating, Jason replies. Hi, I'm Spider-Man, Peter says. Jason, like most people, quirks an eyebrow at the man, but has the mercy to not comment. Possibly a side effect of wearing panties and a cape in public at the tender age of 13. Hi, Spider-Man. I'm Jason. Jason answers. Oh, are we doing real names? Peter asks and looks at Bucky, like he's somehow the most responsible adult in the room. You don't have to, Jason says, entirely comfortable with having a selection of identities per individual. Not that Peter would have any idea about that. Oh, he's here! Tony shouts joyously and vaults over the couch, coffee in hand, very nearly into Clint's lap. He doesn't spill a drop of coffee, even when he nearly faceplants into Clint's shoulder. Jason, right? And you're obviously Red Hood. I've been dying to take a look at your guns. Did you modify them yourself? The bullet velocity on those babies is something else. How do you compensate for the recoil? Jason blinks a few times and then smiles. I didn't modify them. My buddy did. But I'm sure he'll love to have a chat. Who's your buddy? Tony tilts his head. Arsenal, Jason smirks, and Tony gasps and does a theatrical swoon. Who's Arsenal? Peter asks. He's fashioned himself a kind of webby hammock and is dangling a few feet above them. Tony launches into an ode to Arsenal, and Bucky pulls a laughing Jason out towards the kitchen. In the kitchen, cross-legged on the counter, is Nat. Jason stumbles a little when he spots her, but Clint distracts her with a shoulder bump. She smiles at him before locking eyes with Jason, who fidgets a little but keeps eye contact. After a moment, Nat smiles at him, too. Jason, right? She says. I'm Natasha. I know, Jason says, awkwardly. Nat's smile grows into a grin. Huh. Want to spar? Your range of techniques is very interesting. Jason blinks and shoots a glance at Clint, as if to check if it's okay. Clint will, in fact, take any opportunity to watch Jason move, so he's not gonna protest for even a second. Please go easy on each other, Bucky sighs. I'm going on a mission with her tomorrow, he tells Jason. And I have plans for him tonight, he tells Nat with a wink. Jason's smile is very nearly giddy as he follows Nat down to the gym. The end.
Thanks to you, and it's like snow at the beach. Weird but fucking beautiful, flying in a dream. Stars by the pocket full, you wanting me tonight feels impossible. But it's coming down, no sound, it's all around, like snow on the beach.